Today, we have Bright Night's holiday schedule for you. Major cities impose more vaccine mandates. More steps in the Commonwealth to battle COVID. Some product recalls. And the state's first husband has died.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
At Pioneer Valley Radio, we are preparing to take some time off for the holidays and into the new year. This program today and our Christmas edition tomorrow will be our programs just prior to our break. Your forecast today, we've already had some light freezing rain. This afternoon, it'll be clearing and breezy with a high 40 to 44 degrees. The winds are northwest from 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting up to 25 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear and windy. Lows from 16 to 22 wintertime degrees. All will be bright on Christmas Eve and Christmas and New Year's night. Bright Nights at Forest Park will be open on the holidays from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. for holiday revelers to enjoy the more than 675,000 lights that create magical scenes and are immersed in as they take the three-mile drive. On the holidays and through January 2, Santa's Magical Forest will be open with a gift shop full of souvenirs, crafts, and last-minute gifts. The carousel will be spinning. The refreshments will be available with everything from hot chocolate and cookies to nachos and cheese. There will be free carousel rides and festive hatter noisemakers for children on New Year's. Tickets for Bright Nights at Forest Park must be purchased in advance at brightnights.org for $23 or at Big Y World Class Markets for $16.50. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno has approved municipal vulnerability preparedness funding to 9 neighborhood councils that applied for grant funding to help increase awareness and participation in their respective neighborhood councils, with a focus on targeting vulnerable environmental justice populations and residents that would be least likely to participate, renters, English-isolated, low-income youth and/or disabled residents included. Timber cutting process for the new Forest Park Aquatic Garden gazebo began this week. The original wooden gazebo, which was installed circa 1994, was damaged beyond repair in the 2011 October snowstorm. Total project cost to replace the beloved gazebo, $154,660. Well, through the collaborative efforts from the Department of PBRM, the Forest Park Civic Association, and neighborhood residents, this project was awarded a CPA recreation grant, and this funding amounted to $110,000 to furnish and install a new wooden frame gazebo at the Forest Park Aquatic Garden. City of Springfield contributed additional funds of $44,660 toward the successful completion of this project. Sorry to report that Massachusetts' first ever first husband has died. Chuck Hunt was the husband of former Massachusetts Governor Jane Swift. Swift became acting Mass Governor in 2001 and the state's first woman governor. According to his obituary, Chuck Hunt died Tuesday in hospice care at his Berkshire County home in Williamstown. He leaves behind his former wife, former Governor Jane Swift, and their three daughters, Elizabeth, Lauren, and Sarah. More major cities are imposing vaccine mandates in the face of the Omicron variant. Experts say testing alone isn't getting the job done because the new variant is so contagious. They want to make sure people are getting their shots. Now, in New York, proof of vaccination has become the new normal. Big cities throughout the country are making already tough mandates even tougher. Boston is working to develop its own app to show proof of vaccination, similar to other cities. There are currently 8 states with mask mandates in place, regardless of vaccination status. Masks are also required in 16 cities and on all public transit, trains, and planes. In South Hadley, the Board of Health has voted to implement another indoor mask mandate effective, well, tomorrow, Thursday. The reaction of local residents is mixed. Some worry about business losses. Other residents weighed in favor of everyone masking up to make themselves feel safer around town. The reaction is always mixed. Governor Charlie Baker has announced additional steps in combating the COVID surge. He's also activated up to 500 members of the Massachusetts National Guard to help address non-clinical support needs of hospitals and transport systems starting Monday the 27th. Now, those Guard members, up to 300 members, will begin training this week and will support 55 acute care hospitals and 12 ambulance service providers. The members who are being called up will help with five key roles: non-emergency transport between facilities, driving ambulances used to transfer patients between healthcare locations, such as when patients are discharged from a hospital and transferred to a long-term care facility; patient observers, providing continuous or frequent observation of a patient who is at risk for harm to themselves; security support, helping to maintain a safe workplace in hospital, transport, bringing patients via wheelchair or, if needed, stretcher from their patient room to tests such as X-ray or CT scan, or from the emergency department to their inpatient floor; food service, tray delivery support, delivering patient meals to their rooms. Please note, Fresh Express is recalling certain salad products made in their Streamwood, Illinois facility over concerns they should be contaminated with Listeria. Recalled salad products were distributed in Massachusetts as well as other Northeast states, including Connecticut, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. No other Fresh Express products were impacted. Fresh Express encouraged anyone with these products at home to throw them away. You know the drill. They're also offering refunds to those consumers at the purchase location or through Fresh Express Consumer Response Center. And there's a number for that, 800-242-5472, 800-242-5472. But wait, there's more. I'm not done with recalls. Procter & Gamble issued a voluntary recall after benzene detected in dry conditioner and dry shampoo products from Pantene, Aussie, Herbal Essence, Old Spice, and hair food. Hair food. So far, Procter & Gamble has not received any reports of adverse events related to this recall, which they are conducting out of an abundance of caution. Other products include mousses, hairsprays, liquid shampoos, liquid conditioners, styling products. Styling product treatments and unaffected aerosol dry shampoo are not a part of the recall. Wanted to pass that along to you. Well, off I go tonight for the final performance, the grand finale of Home for the Holidays at the Majestic Theater in West Springfield. It has been a holiday joy now for, I believe, my ninth year. To those of you who have come to see the show, thank you very much. I certainly hope you enjoyed it. To those of you who may come tonight or are trying to grab last-minute 11th-hour tickets at the box office at the Majestic, I hope you're successful and I hope we see you. I'll be back tomorrow, as I mentioned at the outset of this program today, with our final program that we'll dedicate to Christmas, of course, and to New Year's. Until then, be well, take care, stay safe. I'm Brad Shepherd for Pioneer Valley Radio, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2021.
All rights reserved.